is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Can a state bar a presidential candidate from the ballot? That's the issue that comes before the Supreme Court in just a few hours.
The case stems from a Colorado ruling that said,
because Donald Trump had taken an oath to the Constitution and then engaged in insurrection, he could be barred from running for the presidency.
Legal analyst Lori Levinson says this is one of the biggest cases before the court.
It will decide whether a state like Colorado can block Donald Trump.
But she says many believe
that the Supreme Court is likely to try to find some way to avoid making this decision.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Between 6 and 8 people are unaccounted for in suburban Philadelphia after someone shot and wounded police officers, then set a house on fire. CBS News Philadelphia reporter Carrie Corrado has details.
Investigators say 2 police officers were shot at the home. They were responding to a 911 call for an 11-year-old girl shot.
And braving the danger, they ran up towards danger so that the rest of us can run away from it.
Investigators say a Lansdowne and East Lansdowne officer were shot. Both are in stable condition and recovering at Penn Presbyterian Medical Center.
We walked through the room where they are and they gave us the thumbs up.
The DA also credits Upper Darby police officers for saving the 2 officers.
To no one's surprise, the Senate failed to pass a bipartisan bill that made big changes to the country's immigration policy. CBS's Weijia Zhang says the bill failed because of former President Trump's opposition.
If you look at the timeline of when Trump really started blasting this deal in public, criticizing it, and calling on Republicans not to pass it, it does track because there was a lot of optimism coming from the Senate and coming from White House officials, both in front and behind the scenes, that the Senate would be able to get this through. But once Trump injected himself into it, it all started to crumble.
A big change may be forthcoming at the top of the National Republican Party, says CBS's Matt Piper.
Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel told former President Trump during a meeting at Mar-a-Lago this week that she would step down from her role in the party. We've learned McDaniel told Trump that she's a team player and will do what's in the best interest of the party. The two plan to discuss her future after the South Carolina primary on Saturday, February 24th.
NASA's newest climate satellite blasted off moments ago.
2, 1, booster ignition, 4 power engines, and liftoff of the Falcon 9 and PACE.
The sound from NASA, the satellite will survey the world's oceans and atmosphere in unprecedented detail. SpaceX launched the satellite. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin have a new website listing all online courses across the system's 13 campuses. The website lists more than 200 online programs and links to the campuses that offer the classes. The UW system is facing an $18 million deficit by this summer after years of declining enrollment and lower state aid. 4 two-year branch campuses are closing. President Biden and Donald Trump are dead even in the latest Marquette Law School poll. Trump's up slightly when you add in third-party candidates who took a sizable chunk of the votes.
I think it reflects the broad dissatisfaction with both Trump and Biden as the matchup. And so people unhappy with that are expressing it by saying at this point they'd vote third party.
Pollster Charles Franklin spoke with the Devil's Advocates radio show on Wednesday. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose to the Suns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were shorthanded and lost to the Suns in Phoenix 114-106. Giannis played, but without Lillard, Middleton, and Brooke Lopez. The Bucks are now 1-4 since they hired Doc Rivers to replace Adrian Griffin as head coach. Rivers blames part of that on the team's schedule.
You know, the Utah game, you kind of knew, you know, altitude, back-to-back. I mean, whoever scheduled a Dallas-Utah have never been on an airplane in their life, you know, or no time zones. I guarantee you when they looked at that before the year started, they were like, this was going to be a brutal game for us. So it's probably all that.
The Bucs are back home tomorrow night against Minnesota. NFL, the Packers' new linebackers coach is Anthony Campanile, formerly of the Miami Dolphins. Meanwhile, the Dolphins have hired Joe Barry to replace him. And former Packers and Bears assistant coach Luke Getsy hired yesterday as the new offensive coordinator of the Las Vegas Raiders. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy and breezy in the overnight mid-40s and some rain developing late tonight. Rain looks more likely, though, for Thursday. Mostly cloudy and staying breezy with highs in the mid-50s. Rain will come to an end Thursday night. It's 42 at our studios.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allwald. Noon to 3 on Thursday, our guest is Keegan Kelly from Crack.com. Obscure sitcoms right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Galvin on the board. We are coming to you live across the state from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. And as our friend and colleague Todd Alba likes to say, streaming globally on the Civic Media app.
I guess we are. We're around the world.
We are around the world. Just a reminder to download the wonderful Civic Media app. You can call and you can text directly from the app. You can also check out shows from all across the Civic Media Radio Network. It's really, it's terrific. So wherever you get your apps, that's where you can find the Civic Media app. We have a very, very busy show today. Coming up next hour, our friend Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Public Museum Planetarium will be here. There's nice. Halley's Comet in the news. Is it Halley's Comet? Halley's Comet? There was debate about that for a number of years.
Back in 1986?
Yeah.
I would say I always was raised Halley's Comet.
So like, was I.
Like Bob, like Bill Haley in the comments.
In the comments.
Yeah.
So we will talk about that. Also, I think there's going to be a big solar eclipse in April. It's going to be the last one you can see from the U.S. for about 2 years.
Oh, boy.
So we'll talk about that as well. And then Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot joining us at 11:50 for Wine and Weather, Weather and Wine. Talk about the incredible mild stretch of weather we're going to have. And
it ain't stopping.
It's not going to stop. And I'm sorry for all you folks up north who are struggling, and all the snowplow drivers and all the other people who depend on cold weather.
I have a friend of mine that shut his business down. He's like a lot of landscaper companies will have both equipment for both sides of the year.
Yep.
He was just plowing. And the last year he's like, I got hit hard. This year he's like,
it's not even worth it.
No, I'm done.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah.
So hang in there, folks. Hopefully more people, if it's going to stay this mild, we may as well go up north and go hiking or something. Go for a walk and go to a supper club. All right. We're going to start things off. Lots of things going on in Washington yesterday. And Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, maybe not the best day of his new speakership.
No.
And I think he went into this job expecting it was going to be much easier. Calvin, do we have that? We have a sound clip from Speaker Johnson talking about the lead up to when he was elected Speaker of the House after they tossed Mike McCarthy out. And he was appearing at some conference or something, talking about how he pretty much believed he was going to be the next Moses.
That's
we got the clip. All right, let's hear it, Kelvin.
Kim McCarthy, who's a dear friend of mine, was deposed, vacated from the chair level.
No.
And so our chemist is doing a pretty good job about that. And the labor began to wake me up through this 3-week process we ran in Illinois and to speak to me and to write things down, plans and procedures and ideas on how we can pull the conference together. Now, at the time, I assumed the Lord is going to choose a new Moses. And thank you, the Lord. You're going to allow me to be barren to Moses. And so I
have what are you? Things,
Tom Oliver and ultimately 13 people ran for the post. But then and the Lord kept telling me, wait. So,
oh, he's not done.
And then at the end, when it came to the end, the Lord said, now, step forward. Me? I'm supposed to be Aaron. The Lord said, step forward.
No, you're Moses. And bad news, Mike, yesterday, you didn't part the Red Sea. You got pushed into the Red Sea.
I cannot get over how many words he fit into that clip.
It's a quick talker.
He's a quick talker. I think he stepped forward. He's not Moses. He got Job covered in boils and test his faith.
It did not go well. CNN, opening line says, once Mike Johnson's speakership was merely implausible, now it looks incompetent.
I mean, you can't spell Speaker of the House without Speaker. My God, that man can talk a lot. There had to be someone standing behind a reporter going, just doing the wrap it up sign, like, just stop talking.
So what happened in the House yesterday? The impeachment against Alejandro Mayorkas failed. They have been pushing for this and ranting about this and complaining about this for ages. And when it finally came to the vote yesterday, wah, wah, wah.
Price is Right, fail horn right here. This really sucks for them because this whole time, you know, since he took the oath of office in 2021, this has been their goal is to impeach Joe Biden.
Right.
And they knew it was never going to happen. So they turned their attention to someone else. And who else better but Secretary Mayorkas on what is supposed to be the biggest hot button issue for the GOP next to abortion. Of course we're going to
immigration.
Of course we're going to impeach this guy. This is easy. Let's do it. High fives all around. And then bom, 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 bom.
Among those who did not vote for the impeachment of Mayorkas was Wisconsin's own Mike Gallagher from Green Bay.
What?
Gallagher joined three other Republicans and every Democrat in rejecting the impeachment. Republicans could only afford to lose two votes in order to pass the resolution. The effort failed, ultimately 214 to 216. Gallagher essentially saying, and he's still blaming Mayorkas and President Biden for what's happening at the border, and it's all their fault. But ultimately, he said there is no proof that this is intentional or high crimes and misdemeanors. Incompetence, if they consider him to be incompetent, that's one thing.
Yeah.
That is not a high crime or a misdemeanor.
Which says to me that all the people who voted yes then were voting on it with no evidence. They were voting on it because they just wanted to impeach him. Come hell or high water pants, they're going to impeach him. I don't care if there's a ton of evidence or no evidence. I'm going to do this. And Mike Gallagher, of all people, I'd have been more shocked if it was Tom Tiffany. But
that would be mind-blowing.
Because it's weird. Mike Gallagher is the reasonable one of the Wisconsin congressional bunch.
And I think he's trying, at least with this move, it seems like he is trying to embrace that a little bit.
Yeah.
He actually reportedly got quite a talking to on the House floor by some other Republicans before the vote went down. And reports are saying he was standing there with his arms crossed while people were, I'm assuming, yelling at him.
I mean, remind me again who the congressman who got censured. Ranklin?
I'm drawing a blank.
There was a congressman, a Republican congressman, who got censured for saying that the party was basically, like, he wanted this bill for the border to go through. And he said, you know, it's not going to go through, but this is a good bill and we should be taking it up. It's wrong that we're kind of shelving it. And he got censured in a talking to as well. I'm wondering, Ranklin, I think it's Ranklin. I'm wondering what kind of talking to Mike Gallagher is going to get. Like, will he lose committee appointments? Will he?
Well, no, and I don't think that's going to happen because their majority is so slim now.
Yeah.
And one Republican lawmaker actually said, gee, it looks like we made a mistake getting rid of George Santos because they needed the vote.
A warm body's better than no body, friends.
It might be a cheating body, but a body is a body. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Stephen from Green Bay. Good morning, Stephen. Thank you so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
I have a couple things I want to say about this. First of all, doesn't a house right now look like the funniest house you've ever seen on your block? It's great because it just shows the lengths that these frauds are willing to go to push unconstitutional things through, and they think they're going to use their minions to do it. Now, here's another point I want to make, and this one's a little more personal to me because I live in Mike Gallagher's district.
Right.
And I have a few insights onto why Mike Gallagher voted the way he did, and I hear a lot of people giving him kudos, and I really don't think they should, and here's why. First of all, we have to remind everyone in the audience who may not know this, Mike Gallagher has run unopposed for the last several election cycles. And this election cycle, he probably will not be, and he'll be running against somebody.
Yep.
And so I think part of this vote was to save his own ticket. But also, if we look at Mike Gallagher's voting record, you will see that he is the same person that was hiding under a desk in the fetal position asking Donald Trump to call off the insurrectionists. And then when it came time to impeach Donald Trump, he was one that voted not to impeach Donald Trump. So he's really just as bad as all the other cowards in office. He is just trying to save his own tuchus on this vote because he knows he is going to be running against someone this time in this district. And like every other Republican, the worst thing for him would be to lose power.
I think you make great points, Stephen. And well done on the double tuchus. I just
Stephen, you get the double double tuchus award.
But I think you're right. I think he is going to have a challenger this time around.
Yep, absolutely.
The maps are likely going to be changing. Mm-hmm. So he has to kind of present himself as a little bit more moderate. And again, they're not going to the party isn't going to do anything to him because they need him.
Oh, absolutely.
They need that body.
He's and in all honesty, Mike Gallagher as a Republican is a good body to have, if you will. Like, he's not crazy.
True.
He is well-spoken.
Yes. He's a veteran.
He's a veteran, and he toes the party line really well in a way that makes him presentable on the talk shows, makes him safe to be out there in the world saying what he needs to say. I mean, they might not like it when he votes against an impeachment, but he can definitely go on the Sunday shows and talk about why he voted against it. But I also do remember a Mike Gallagher from last Christmas who was screaming and yelling about a art piece in the train museum.
Oh, yes.
That was made by the Satanic Church.
Yep, and yep.
Yes, you might not be a person who belongs to the Church of Satan, but you sounded a little off the rails when you got, no pun intended, little off the rails when you got that worked up over something that really in the long run didn't matter.
The Whoop Whoop Boing Caucus, 844-967-2789. We're going to keep this conversation going. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. So very happy to have you along with us wherever you are listening across the Civic Media Radio Network. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us anytime, call or text 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Or leave a comment on the live stream where they have their own entirely different party going on.
No.
On Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter.
Oh, I was going to say, Andrew from Maine in the text and the live stream.
Multitasking.
He clarified it. It was Representative Lankford
from Oklahoma.
And he also said that evidence is not required for impeachment or for the Grand Orange Party to speak. So,
yeah, evidence, schmevidence.
Evidence.
Whatever.
We'll take care of that later.
So, again, it was not a good day for the Republicans yesterday in Washington. Not only did the House fail to impeach the Homeland Secretary Mayorkas, they also failed to pass a standalone aid bill for Israel.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Hold on. Isn't Israel like the most important place to a lot of these individuals?
Next to the border.
Next to the border and next to America.
Moments after the impeachment of Mayorkas failed, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, could not pass a standalone bill containing billions in aid for Israel. President Biden had threatened to veto it in protest of Johnson's refusal to hold votes on a broader package, including aid to Ukraine and Taiwan. I genuinely do not understand why people are against aid to Ukraine and the threat that Russia poses. If Ukraine is lost to Russia,
yeah,
why do they think Vladimir Putin's going to stop there?
I mean, that's a very good question. I have a couple thoughts on that. First of all, when I was laughing before, I'm not laughing at failure to secure funding to Israel. That's a whole other conversation in and of itself. I was laughing because you go like, oh, the impeachment failed. Well, let's do something that's simple, everybody.
Aid to Israel.
This should be an easy one. Then we'll take a break. I'll get a big robe and a big stick because apparently I'm Moses now. And then big old fail on that one. The reason why I think they oppose Ukraine is kind of multifaceted. One, because liberals support aid to Ukraine, so they can't be seen in the same party as them. Two, because of the dangerous relationship that Donald Trump has created between himself and Vladimir Putin, creating this whole new image, a rebranding, if you will, of a literal KGB murderer.
Yes.
They have to go along with it. So therefore, they can't be for Ukraine because Ukraine's against Russia and they love Vladimir Putin. And therefore, Ukraine is just taking all of our money overseas. We're just giving it all away to them. Those are the reasons why I think that they are against Ukraine, which is really terrible because, I mean, once again, pro-life. But the point is, the fact that they couldn't secure money for Israel, what does that say about them?
That they cannot get anything done. They do not know how to govern.
Maybe they're not the do nothing Congress. They are the we can't do anything Congress because, bam, I should have had a V8. I mean, seriously, they're inept. They're absolutely inept.
It certainly seems that way. And everything, you know, again, depending upon what you read and where you go, there's lots of Republicans in disarray because, again, you would think, especially for standalone aid to Israel, that should have been a slam dunk.
Well,
it should have just been a whoosh.
This is the same Congress that couldn't pass a farm bill and said, you know what, guys? True. Let's just push out this date to next year. This year they have to pass a farm bill. And I don't know if there's a continuing resolution version of this within smaller bills, not so much the budget, passing a budget, but they'll probably keep doing this because at the end of the day, they don't have to care about farmers because the farmers keep voting for them. They keep going there saying, you're so important. But they're going to keep kicking them down the road like they've been doing for a long time.
Well, and with so many things, this immigration problem is not something that materialized under the Biden administration.
No.
This has been going on for decades and decades and decades. And both parties have been kicking the can down.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And
for a long time.
And let me be clear here. As far as farmer goes, I'm not saying the Democrats are the best friends of the farmers either. And I know there's a lot of Democrats who have problem with unfettered access to funding for Israel. But this is just, it's almost embarrassing. So what was it this way? So it was no impeachment, no funding for Israel. There was another one that didn't go through earlier this week. There was another bill that, they didn't pass the border bill. That's right. The border bill.
Right.
I mean, it is just a series of fails. And that makes me ask the question, how long is it before they turn their sights on Mike Johnson?
Oh, I think his time is coming. And this is complete speculation, but I think Marjorie Taylor Greene was promised she got to lead an impeachment against somebody. She wanted to impeach somebody after they got rid of Mike McCarthy. And it's like, okay, Speaker Johnson, I'll support you, but you give me this.
I mean, if she wanted to do that, just come here, impeach me. I'm fine. It'll be fun.
Also on the outs now, Ronna Romney McDaniel, head of the Republican National Committee, has reportedly offered to step down from her role as the head of the group. And she's going to do it after the party's primary in South Carolina later on this month. Donald Trump has been pushing for her to step down.
And why is that the case for Romney McDaniel?
She dropped Romney. Remember, it was insulting.
Romney.
It was offensive to the former president.
Romney. Why would that bother Trump? I mean, that's where we're at.
Yeah.
I don't like your last name. I don't like you. You don't get to be a part of my group anymore. Meh.
It seems pretty petty.
Well, I mean, you can't spell petty without P, which the grand old petty party. Sorry, I've had two cups of coffee and I find these individuals embarrassingly hilarious at this point.
Well, it's just unfortunate. And I would think that the people who have voted for them have to be extraordinarily frustrated. And there are still reasonable Republicans who actually do want to see things get accomplished. Not everyone is an obstructionist and we can't get anything. We're not going to do anything unless we get everything. That's not how it works.
Are there any Republicans listening right now who are thinking about voting for a Democrat this election cycle, whether it be congressional, state assembly, state senator, president, because you want to see things get done? And I don't mean that in the way of liberals get things done, because we also trip over ourselves all the time.
Constantly.
But you just can't deal with these individuals anymore. Like, you're at your wit's end. I want to know. 844-967-2789. 844-96.
Party.
If this is how you feel, because I really want to know. I know reasonable Republicans, and in private, they're
fed up.
They're fed up. They're embarrassed. They're angry. So if you are one of those, give us a call. Text us. Be our friend.
Stay tuned as well. News is coming up next. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with
CBS Wallen. News Brief. The Supreme Court on Thursday will hear arguments on whether former President Trump can be barred from the ballot. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Chief Justice Roberts was a young lawyer who worked on Bush v. Gore,
And back then, he couldn't possibly imagine that he would one day be on the court and about to hear another case that could decide the presidency.
6 to 8 people are unaccounted for in suburban Philadelphia after their house was set on fire. CBS News Philadelphia reporter Aziza Shuler.
Police say there was a standoff with a gunman shooting from inside the house.
It's just like a barrage of bullets, and it was just went on for a while.
Huge flames could be seen thrushing through the roof, melting away the structure.
The search continues for 5 Marines who were on board a helicopter that went down outside of San Diego. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
At this point, the military has not identified who they are. We do know that this was all part of a training mission.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wildfires could be a problem in Wisconsin this spring. The Department of Natural Resources says warm weather and a lack of snow will likely make conditions dry this spring. The DNR says Wisconsin has already had one small wildfire. It was Saturday in Fairchild near Eau Claire. New farmers trying to get their operations started in Wisconsin are learning about leasing land. Kelly Wilfert is a farm management outreach specialist with the University of Wisconsin Extension.
Land is very expensive when you're competing against farmers who have assets already built up that they can leverage in order to afford that land.
She says leasing land allows new farmers to invest money in equipment. About a third of all farmland in Wisconsin is leased. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy and breezy in the overnight mid-40s and some rain developing late tonight. Rain looks more likely, though, for Thursday. Mostly cloudy and staying breezy with highs in the mid-50s. Rain will come to an end Thursday night.
It's 42 at our studios.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point, and I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did, and you know if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin on the board. We're coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Love to have you join. You can always call or text at 844-967-2789. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We were talking about the Oops, We Didn't Do It Again caucus in Washington yesterday. House Republicans failing to impeach the Secretary of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, also failing to pass a standalone aid bill for Israel.
Let's throw in the border thing from this week, too. It's a whole week of fails.
It's a whole week of fails. They can't get anything done. They wanted this border deal. They've been screaming about this border deal. Republican James Lankford from Oklahoma helped put together the border deal.
Yep.
And then they pulled a rug out from him and under him and said, yeah, no.
Yeah, we're going to wait.
We're not going to do that.
We'll wait.
Yeah, we'll wait until Trump is reelected.
Let's put a pin in this whole border thing.
So it's not that big of a... We can wait, Greg. The crisis can wait.
I just want to hand out like 535 air horns anytime a politician of either side says, well, problem with the border... Nope, you don't get to talk about that till next year. You decide to let it go. You decide to put a pin in it. You don't get to talk about it till you decide to do something about it. You guys are on break on this one.
It would be nice to see something actually get done about it. But then again, what are they going to run on? All of their accomplishments.
Give me something to take home so I can campaign.
Thank you, Chip Roy.
Chip Roy, everybody. I need to, Pat asked for that too. I'm going to make a permanent sound clip of that for anyone who wants it.
It's what, I mean, say what you will. Some of the Republicans have made some really, really effective ads for the Democrats.
Oh, absolutely.
Extremely effective.
Absolutely.
We also mentioned Tucker Carlson briefly, and not even Tucker Carlson specifically, but we will now. This adoration we have apparently now for Vladimir Putin, some seem to have a man crush on Vlad.
I don't understand why people have a problem with him. Yeah. I think he's a good guy.
Right. He's not a good guy. Steve from Milwaukee texting in, listening here in Waukesha on WAUK, about the whole sucking up to Putin thing. What's the deal with Tucker Carlson going to Moscow, going to Hungary? Quite the pattern that some of these people just don't see. You make a great point, Stephen. And I just saw something actually that crossed on Twitter. European Union lawmakers now want to reportedly sanction Tucker Carlson for interviewing Vladimir Putin. And if you follow any of the Russia Today and all that stuff, their own news outlets, they love Tucker Carlson. Love him. This should be concerning.
I just want to know how you sanction a person. What are you doing? Are you going to go get him and bring him over and slap him on the wrist? I mean...
How do you financially sanction Tucker Carlson?
He's no longer to bring his goods and wares into your countries. And also, I mean, I don't think Hungary is a part of the EU. And if you went to Russia, I mean.
Well, Hungary is now ruled by Viktor Orban.
Oh, then.
Who has essentially killed all the universities, killed all free press. And Tucker Carlson has interviewed him, too. He's a big admirer of these guys.
He's misunderstood.
Oh, is that what it
is? He's misunderstood. People don't want to go to school, Jane.
Sure. They want to experience it firsthand.
They want to live the real world in real life.
844-967-2789. Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning, Bill. Thank you so much for joining us. What does he want to say?
The MAGA people from the Republicans are now, we're going to watch their total demise. Now they're a house of cards and the wind is blowing and it's really blowing and those cards are falling. The best they can come up with is a convicted sexual predator and convicted domestic terrorist that's aging out. That's their best candidate they have. That's all they've got. With Tucker going to talk to Putin and Viktor. Viktor and Sebastian Gorka are friends.
Yes.
That's why Sebastian Gorka is on Fox. That's, I think, why Tucker's going to go to Hungary and see Putin. There's a direct correlation between those oligarchies and communists that the far right admires. But they're so ignorant. The wind's blowing, and my gosh, guys, pull your pants up. You're showing everything. You're just You're so far gone, you can't even pick up your pants anymore.
Yep. You know what, Bill? And what I find so interesting, too, is for all of these Putin fans and Russia fans, I would like to know how many of them have actually been to Russia.
Yeah.
I've been to Russia more than once. I've been four times. It's a very gray place. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty grim, and this is a huge, I'm painting with a very, very broad brush, but go to Russia and talk to some of the populace there, if you can get them to talk to you about what life is really like in Russia.
Yeah.
I think, Bill, that people have this airy-fairy idea of what it's like to live under that regime, don't you?
Well, I totally agree, and it was brought out in the open and shown in 3D with Trump. Trump thought, and the mega people think, a dictatorship works. They really believe it works because Trump has denied Americans everything that is their right, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, all kinds of things. He's denied, and they believe true leadership is in, I guess, a sexual predator that's a convicted terrorist. That's who they believe can save them. That's pathetic.
That isn't
even funny.
No, it's really not funny, Bill. You're absolutely right. It should be very, very concerning for all of us. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Switching gears just a little bit, and I really would like to know how folks feel about this. This is a first time in history that a parent has been convicted for their involvement in one of their children's actions involving a gun.
Yeah.
So you'll probably remember Jennifer Crumley, 45. She's the Michigan woman charged in connection with her son's school shooting rampage in 2021. Yesterday, she was convicted of involuntary manslaughter. It was a unanimous verdict in which Crumley now becomes the first parent ever to be held criminally responsible for a mass shooting committed by their child. Is this a good thing? Is this fair? Do you believe that this was the right decision, or do you think it's more complicated than that and she should not be held accountable for this? 844-967-2789. I have very mixed feelings about this.
I do too.
I'm not a parent. You're not a parent. We don't have kids. I cannot imagine how painful it is. And yet at the same time, we are seeing more and more instances where guns are not stored safely and kids get a hold of them and bad things happen.
Yeah.
People leave guns in their cars, under their seats, and the two-year-old, when you're in the store, gets the gun and shoots their sibling. I do think there needs to be some accountability, especially in this instance. Jennifer Crumley and her husband were the ones who gave their son the gun.
Yeah.
Just a couple of days before he used it to kill four people.
Because this is something that is, as you said, unprecedented, and
as far as her being
convicted, of course, yes. I don't really know. I mean, unless it's hard to explain. As I said, I'm not a parent. To me, unless a parent was giving the kid a gun and saying, "Go do whatever you want, live your," I don't know. I think of Kyle Rittenhouse.
Okay,
Kyle Rittenhouse's mother drove him to Wisconsin with a gun across state lines. All those things illegal. She should be held responsible for her actions and what took place that night. Don't get at me about the trial. I don't want to talk about that right now. I'm just saying that's, you know, I can see that. This is different, and I the knee-jerk reaction wants to say, yeah, she should be
responsible. Somebody should be responsible.
Someone should be responsible, but also, this is just another way of saying, like, someone should be responsible, but also it's another way of saying this country is going to do its darndest not to do anything about guns. So we'll start turning our sights on everybody else involved instead of saying, what are we as a country doing to empower people to have guns? Children with guns, why is this a thing? Like, beyond hunting, and why did this kid have a gun? Those are the questions I ask.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. John from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, John. Thank you so much for joining us. What did you want to say?
Good morning. Well, I just wonder from time to time, when Fox was found guilty as far as misinformation for $878 million, why doesn't our FCC step in with they've got regulating powers and to investigate and either suspend or put a warning on their license to communicate?
Well, John, I think that's a really good question. From what I understand, Fox News is not classified as a news organization in the U.S. I think they are labeled as an entertainment company. Even though they call themselves Fox News, I don't know that they are classified as a news organization. You would think that the FCC would step in, but I'm not sure how far that authority goes. I would like to see the FCC step in with political ads and stop them from saying blatant falsehoods about the people that they're running against. That would be refreshing.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if that's the case. I mean, I didn't know that at all. Plus,
I think that's one of the reasons why Fox is able to skate on so much stuff. And good heavens, they even had their own lawyers in court basically telling the judge people should know better than to think that we're an actual news organization. So they put it on their viewers to be the ones who make that determination.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That almost seems... That's, I don't want to say illegal, but that's dangerous.
844-967-2789. Also talking about the case from yesterday. Jennifer Crumley in Michigan convicted on 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter, one for each of the victims killed by her son at Oxford High School in November of 2021. Is this a good determination? Is this fair? Or is she being treated unfairly? Stephen from Green Bay, thank you for joining us, Stephen. We only have about a minute left. What did you want to say?
I have a couple of things I want to say. Do you guys get my text messages when I send them in?
We're keeping an eye on lots of things here.
Yeah, we're also switching over to a new system today. So
yeah, Stephen, we got you. Yep, I see you.
Okay, so a couple of things. I just want to point out first that it's Kevin McCarthy. Mike McCarthy was actually the old football coach for the Green Bay Packers.
Oh. Noted.
Secondly, when it comes to Fox News in the United States, they are actually listed with the FCC as a news organization.
Oh, they are.
Other countries like Ireland, they are not. And actually, you can't even find Fox News Channel on a cable package in the Republic of Ireland because of how far right they've become. A lot of cable providers in the Republic of Ireland won't even give you an option to watch them. And then thirdly, with the Jennifer Crumbly thing, a couple things I wanted to point out with that.
Real quickly, Stephen.
Yep. She got convicted of gross negligence because what she did is she not only left the gun unsecured, but she actually took him to a shooting range and showed him how to shoot that gun. And I think that might have been the nail in her coffin. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Really appreciate it, Stephen. Thank you so very much. We got a couple other people holding on the line.
Really quick, the FCC does not require anybody to license or categorize themselves as news versus entertainment.
Oh, they don't.
And also, we were all wrong. It's Kevin McCarthy. We were saying McCartney.
Oh, well,
Kevin McCarthy.
Sorry about
that. We're all wrong.
Okay. We're going to keep this going. 844-967-2789. Please stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Your skin on my skin makes me feel so well.
The Tap.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Tom
Arbol
Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin on the board. Coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always call or text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Talking about yesterday's decision in Michigan, Jennifer Crumley, the woman charged in connection with her son's deadly school shooting in 2021, convicted yesterday of involuntary manslaughter. This is the first time that this has happened with the parent of someone who became a gunman. I'm just curious how you feel about it. I have very mixed feelings about this. On the one hand, I think we need to have more parents look more closely at what their kids are doing.
I mean, it's not a crazy notion. I mean, we're not saying you need to spy on your... Well, I mean, if your child is showing tendencies, then yes, there maybe needs to be a little more looking into it. But I don't know. I don't understand like giving your child a gun. Like I understand giving your child a hunting rifle
and yes,
locking it up and saying this comes out for training and for hunting and you're going to be supervised. But the notion of just giving the kid a gun and let's go to the gun range. But then again, as I'm saying that, I am literally thinking about all of those pictures of family members where they pose with their guns.
Yeah.
So of course there are families who do this. And if you are going to either break the law, if taking a child to a shooting range is against the law in Michigan, which, I mean, that's what Stephen was saying.
I don't know that that's illegal.
I don't know if it's illegal either, but that's what he said was the nail in the coffin, maybe. So maybe Michigan has a law against that. I don't know. But point is, if she broke the law, then yes, convict her. If they're just saying because he did this and you're the mom and gave him the gun, that's a little bit harder to... I feel like this is going to go to appeal. You know what I mean?
You're probably right. Again, because this is the first conviction of its kind. Lee from Brown Deer, thank you so much for your patience, Lee, and thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Okay, thank you for taking my call. I'm just listening to you talk a little bit about Kyle Rittenhouse. One thing you said is that it's illegal for his mom to have driven him off. Well, even before I say that, you know, ownership of a gun is a constitutional right that has to be protected. And, you know, our founding fathers didn't mean for a hunting rifle or whatever. They had just come from a place where they had to fight against the government because the government had become tyrannical. They had no defense. So they made sure that the citizenship could defend itself against a tyrannical government. Mm. So, I mean, that's just a constitutional right. And you read their writings, you'll see that. But
I've read the writings, yeah.
Yeah, but besides that, so one thing you said that it was illegal for his mom to drive him across state line with his gun and everything. Well, you know what? Every year, hundreds, if not more, 17-year-olds drive to northern Wisconsin with their hunting rifles to go deer hunting. So that's not illegal. It's not illegal to do that at all. If you watch, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse obviously was very, he had some ideals and he wanted to come and help protect, I don't remember who he was, he wanted to stand guard or help protect, what was it, something in Racine, I think it was.
It was in Kenosha.
It was in Kenosha.
It was in Kenosha.
Well, but anyway, Lee, and we're not actually talking about the Second Amendment, and I don't want to come take your guns, and I don't personally, I don't. I would just like to make sure that if you're going to have a gun, that people know that you received adequate training to handle that gun. I guess my question is it right that his mother is being legally held accountable for this?
I don't know, but Kyle Rittenhouse was found.
We're not talking about Kyle Rittenhouse right now. We're talking about this mother in Michigan.
But I agree with having adequate training. I'll give you an example. A brother, his son, was starting to get interested in guns. He was at an age where he was just fascinated.
Sure.
By him. Nothing wrong with
sure.
that. That's kind of very boyish in most part.
Yeah.
But, you know, and the mom didn't feel real comfortable. But what we suggested was, you know, and I think it's a good idea for every kid, because kids are going to run into guns. Have them, somebody said, have them take the hunter safety class. If you're afraid of guns or you don't know anything about them, go have them take the hunter safety class, because that thing is so excellent. It teaches you how to respect the firearm. It teaches, gives you knowledge about it, because these kids are going to run into scenarios where there's going to be a gun and they don't know the dangers of them and how you can kill somebody by being stupid.
Yeah, okay. You're absolutely right, Lee. You're absolutely right. But I guess what baffles me, because what you said is very common sense, what baffles me is why we would not require that before people can get something that they can use to kill people with, we would not require they take a training and safety course for that item. Yeah. I just think that is common sense. It just seems like common sense
to
me. I really appreciate you calling, Lee, and thank you so very much for listening.
The Founding Fathers should have written in training in there somewhere, I guess.
Well, the Founding Fathers also put in their well-regulated militia. That's a whole nother discussion.
Yeah.
It is. It's a whole nother discussion. And really, I like to hear different opinions. I like to learn. I wish I knew everything.
Magically. I just wish people also knew the history sometimes. There's where my frustration comes in.
John from Milwaukee just stole what I was thinking. Texture from the 608. The way to stop this garbage is to sue and jail those who encourage the crimes to happen, including parents who illegally gave their kids guns. And Fox News and libs of TikTok should be sued for driving idiots over the edge into violence.
I mean,
Scott from St. Louis texting in as well. I think the caveat with the mom charged is if the guns were correctly used and stored, it would be less likely to happen. If it had been her son crashing a car into a crowd, I see it being different. I think it's more about the method and giving him the gun than the crime itself. As you said, Greg, I highly expect that this is going to go to appeal.
Yeah.
And her husband still has to go to trial because he is also facing, I believe, the same counts that she is.
Yeah. This one is just because it sets a precedent then. For my feelings on the topic of guns, I am so befuddled on an opinion on this matter, because it can be dangerous, because like the idea of suing libs of TikTok because it increases people's, how do you prove that? How do you make that happen?
That's a long bridge to cross.
Exactly.
All right. We have news coming up next. When we return, we're going to turn our eyes to the skies. Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Public Museum's Planetarium will be here talking about some celestial things.
Can't wait.
Going on. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This will make sense.
We're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk.
This is 93.5 The Tap, local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News.